If you're watching the television news last night, you would have seen the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Mark Veitch, and others getting their COVID-19 vaccination shot. One of them was the Tasmanian President of the AMA, which is the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Helen McArdle, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. I'm just thinking all the media you've been doing lately, how do you find time to still be a doctor? But you got the shot yesterday. It didn't hurt. What was it like? And how are you feeling today? No side effects, I'm assuming?
No, it was very quick, very simple, a little sting, as you'd expect. No side effects today or last night. So, excellent.
There's a lot of misinformation going around about the vaccines at the moment, isn't there? And I know Dr. Veitch and others have said that really we should only listen to our GPs or the health websites that are run by the state and federal governments.
Yes, I mean, people put all sorts of dramatic things on social media and it scares a lot of people. And they just have to try and, you know, avoid that and just go to Health Direct or government websites or college websites and also talk to their GP who's, you know, right on top of all of these issues.
Well, we're at the stage now where I think on the 19th of March we're going to start rolling it out in fairly big numbers around the state, and a lot of GPs are going to be involved in that. So they've obviously been briefed and they understand it all, and as you say, they're the best people to go to ask questions, and as it probably turns out, they'll probably be dishing out the vaccine anyway.
Yes, well, there'll be a staggered start to begin with, just because of the availability of the vaccines. So I think 105 practices have been authorised by the Commonwealth, but it'll probably in, say, the first and second week only be a portion of those practices, but then it will build up over the first 4 weeks.
That's in Tasmania, because there's over 1,000 nationally, isn't there?
There's going to be over 4,000 nationally.
Goodness.
So, I mean, our percentage is pretty high compared to the number of general practices, but it will be a little bit of a slow start, but, you know, by a month, it should be pretty well running full bore.
And I guess you're finding the doctors around Tasmania, as soon as it was known that they would be able to assist with the vaccine, I'd imagine that everyone's been putting their hand up because it's something we've been waiting for so long.
Yes, well, there was an expression of interest process put together by the Commonwealth, and all accredited GP practices were invited to attend. And as I say, about 105 of something like 145 practices in Tasmania have been approved. The reason some may not be is probably relating to just their infrastructure, the setup and the ability to space patients and so on.
Yeah, well, I imagine that when they start to administer the vaccines, there's going to be a lot of people wanting to get there at the same time, and they have to socially distance, and we have to keep doing that for a while, don't we?
Oh, we do. I mean, even when it's rolled out, you never know what the next virus will be, and so it has to become a little bit of, you know, the way of life moving forward.
And I think pharmacists are also going to be administering the vaccine at some point, and I guess it's more or less using the blueprint that we've had for quite a number of years with the flu vaccines.
Yes, I understand that pharmacists will be at a later stage, probably stage 2B. So we're in 1A now. We're about to go into 1B, then there'll be 2A and then 2B. So I understand that pharmacists are likely to be involved in 2B. So that's probably still a little way down the track, and that's once we've got, you know, lots of vaccine available.
And 1B, which is the phase we're about to roll out, that's for people aged over 70 and also healthcare workers that haven't previously been vaccinated, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders over 50, I think, isn't it?
Over 55, and also patients under 70 but with a variety of chronic health conditions, and those conditions are available on the Commonwealth website. And you know, a discussion with your GP about that.
People are asking, how will I know when I'm meant to go and get it? And I know the state government has said they're going to reveal more information about that towards the end of the week, but you're not going to miss out, are you?
No, nobody's going to miss out. I mean, there's enough vaccine to cover everyone over 18, and that's the plan at the moment. It may be that towards the end, there's a program for people under 18 or children under 18, but at this point in time, that's not planned, mainly because the trials haven't been done in that group.
And also, Helen, I don't know if you can answer this one for me or not. I'm assuming you will be able to. But people are going to get the vaccine. They can't have the flu vaccine until sometime afterwards, or they should get it at a certain period before?
There's a firm recommendation. In fact, it's a requirement that you can't have a vaccine for 2 weeks before getting the COVID one or for 2 weeks after getting the COVID one. So, with a lot of people, they'll be getting their first dose of COVID shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have to wait 12
months. The vaccine, not the disease.
Oh, yes, the vaccine, sorry.
You said their first dose of COVID there. I thought, hang on.
The COVID vaccine. And then if they get the AstraZeneca vaccine, there's a requirement to wait 12 weeks. And so during that 12-week period, they should, you know, if the flu vaccine is available, they should be able to get it then.
Yeah, and until they get the flu vaccine, they should continue to social distance and things like that because, you know, it's been proven with what we did last year, the best flu season ever, I think.
Oh, it has been. And, you know, the number of deaths have been right down and the number of reported infections have been right down. And there's been a national surveillance program for several years that closely monitors this, and so it's fact. It's not just anecdote.
Yeah. The one that most of us are getting is the AstraZeneca one too, and this is the one that's manufactured in Australia after being approved by the TGA, and it's been rigorously tested. There's nothing to worry about, is there?
No, it's currently going through the quality control testing right now. You know, it's the same recipe, if you use that term, as the overseas one. But the fact that it's produced on shore means that we won't have any supply problems, which is a really important factor.
Terrific. And I noticed the Premier mentioning one of his media briefings a week or two ago that the majority of people were asking him, when can I get it, not why do I need it, which is great. I mean, most of Tasmania, I think, are on board on this, aren't they?
I think so. There will be a small group that, you know, say, I don't want it or why would I be forced? Nobody's been forced, actually. But so that's a very small group, but most people, I think, will be lined up.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Helen, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to hear it didn't hurt too much and that you're fine today, which is things that a lot of people are going to worry about, but thanks for your time today.
That's okay. Have a good afternoon.